This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Do you think I'm overstating this? Do you think that this is fear-mongering of Islam? Well, we have the party of Angela Merkel in Germany is saying that actually the head of one of the factions there in Germany, the Merkel party, predicts that they will have a Muslim chancellor by 2030. 2030, that date when the globalist plans have been consummated. Have the UN 2030 agenda. By 2030, they're going to have smart cities. They will have essentially banned private transportation. They will have their 5G network implemented everywhere so that they can track everyone. Every aspect of what you do will be reported to them instantaneously. They'll have a real-time biometric analysis of what you are doing, who you know. Just as we've seen already, 23 million people banned from even getting on the trains. You know, we've got Alexandria in Wonderland wants to ban all private cars and have you taking the trains, even though she can't be bothered to take a one-minute walk. She spends instead $30,000 during her campaign to take Uber and Lyft rides because it's too much of a trouble for her to get on the subway. But you will be getting on the subway if they're not unhappy with your political affiliation, if you don't say things that they disagree with. And by this utopian 2030, they will have everything in place. Perhaps part of that is, as this guy is talking about, that they will have had their massive replacement of the Western peoples accomplished by then. So the Christian Democratic Union, Brinkhaus said that the party sees opportunities for non-Christians to rise in the ranks, according to Bild. He said in some regions, only a fraction of the population belongs to a church. That's why Muslims who share our values, such as human dignity, personal responsibility, and solidarity, you know, that's what they do when they throw homosexuals off of the roof, right? These same parties who try to put together, they hack together a coalition, they think that they can be they can have Jewish people in their coalition. They can have Palestinians who hate the Jews in their coalition. They can have the LGBT in their coalition. They can have the Muslims who want to throw those people off of the roof in their coalition. No problem, right? The cognitive dissonance of the Democrat Party. They said that basic law, they recognize basic law. They're welcome to join our party. Well, just talk about what's going on in Saudi Arabia, for example. I mean, that's one of the best places, one of the best examples of Sharia law. And as I reported yesterday, they've got an app that's been designed by the Saudi kingdom, and they still maintain that app. It's still available on the Apple Store. You can't find InfoWars on the Apple Store. They banned us. But the app that is used to track your women like slaves, it was set up by the Saudi king. No problem with that. Tim Cook doesn't have a problem with that. Tim Apple, no problem. And, of course, Google was asked about that, had a dozen lawmakers say, should you be doing this? We've got an American woman who can't get out of Saudi Arabia because her Saudi husband won't let her and her child leave. Using this app, they can enter the Social Security number of any woman under their command. And when the woman gets to a transportation facility or a border crossing, they send an alert to the male guardian saying, are you going to allow this woman to use this transportation? Are you going to allow her to cross the border? And without permission being entered into that app, it's called Absher, they don't go anywhere. And our high-tech minders are just fine with that. And I guess, you know, because they share our values, don't they? Human dignity. How's that for International Women's Day? You like that app? You like this? They said, well, we're not a religious community, so we're going to embrace Islam. We, you know, we're not like these people who have abandoned Christianity there in Germany. No, no, no. We've moved beyond religion. We're going to embrace Islam now, they said, and Sharia law. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about what's going on with transportation.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Got one more article here before we move on to transportation to Facebook, the new Center for Disease Censorship. Any concerns about healthcare? No. We're going to shut that down. We're going to determine what is truthy and what is a hoax, said Facebook, and we will censor accordingly. No, let's talk about one more Me Too issue. Maybe we should call it, we should set up a hashtag called Yo Tambien. Is that the way you say that? Tambien? Okay, I don't speak Spanish, so I'm getting some help from the crew here. But that's Spanish. Close to it. Spanglish, I guess. As close to Me Too as I can get for those who are concerned about that. But there isn't any concern, especially in the Democrat Party, about people making that dangerous journey across the border. Women, children, as Homeland Security pointed out a couple of days ago. Every migrant girl over the age of 10 is given a pregnancy test after arriving in the U.S., not because they limit the rate to girls over 10, but because that's the age at which they might be able to get pregnant. She said, very unfortunately, because of the increase in violence at ICE, we have families with children. We have to give every girl a pregnancy test over 10. This is not a safe journey. They said nearly one-third of the women surveyed in 2017 by Doctors Without Borders, that's not ICE, that's not the Border Patrol, that's not the U.S. government, it's Doctors Without Borders, nearly one-third of the women surveyed by them reported being sexually abused during the journey. 68%, two-thirds, of those who are migrants and refugee populations said that they were victims of violence of all sorts. New York Times on Wednesday reported sexual assault crisis migrant women are facing, starting with a harrowing tale of a 36-year-old woman who was a mother of three. She was held as a sex slave in the Texas border town of McAllen, while she was drugged and raped for several weeks, going back to the Obama administration, 2014. 36-year-old mother of three, coming from Guatemala, she crossed the Rio Grande on a raft, and then she was led to a safe house there, the human trafficking there. For weeks in a locked room, the men that she had paid to get her safely across to the United States drugged her with pills and cocaine, refusing even to let her bathe. She said they raped us so many times they didn't see us as human beings anymore. The Times reported on more than 100 documented cases that they'd found through interviews. That's the New York Times. So just take a look at what the New York Times at Doctors Without Borders are saying about this. You know, as we had that case, a celebrated case where Time magazine photoshopped the little girl away from her mother. I think it was a girl, as a child, young child. Had her crying. They cut her out of the photo. Then they photoshopped her along with President Trump that they cut out of another photo. And they had her looking up at him crying. And you still hear that narrative from Kamala Harris, from all the Democrat candidates. They're ripping children away from their mothers at the border. No, they're photoshopping them for the most part. We don't even know who their parents are. That's why a lot of the children are not just being given pregnancy tests. They're being given DNA tests because we don't know who's trafficking them across. And it's shameful that President Trump had Nancy Pelosi sign, gave him this piece of paper that not only gave local jurisdictions veto power over the wall, but also helped to facilitate this kind of trafficking that they're pushing. But they're encouraging this. How's that for supporting women? It's at a breaking point, said the Customs and Border Patrol. They said 70% of illegals apprehended are from Central America. They said that apprehensions in the month of February were the highest that they've been in over a decade. And yet, most of the mainstream media and all the Democrats are saying, oh, no, no, it's actually going down. No, it actually is a humanitarian crisis. And yet we have President Trump, when he's talking about the border, is saying we're not doing enough for foreign workers. Lou Dobbs saw that. Lou Dobbs had a big problem with that. Let's play video clip number 9. Lou Dobbs said that Trump's policy is taking a disastrous turn at the border as they are focusing now on importing foreign workers. Let's just go with it, right? For the big corporations who want the workers, the Democrats want the voters, the big corporations that get behind the Republicans want the workers. Here's Lou Dobbs.
The White House could only muster, by the way, 7 corporate CEOs for this big event. In what should have been a reminder to the president's advisors and counselors that in politics as in life, it is important to never forget who your friends are. And if this White House thinks that listening to the beguiling prattle of Tim Cook, Tom Donahue, Rhino senators like Susan Collins is helpful to this president, then the battle for the forgotten man and woman in this country will be decided by the very establishment this president ran against, an establishment that spends vast sums of money and energy every single day trying to destroy him and his policies and his historic presidency. That Mr. Trump would advance the interest of the globalist elites ahead of our citizens would be a tragic reversal on any day. But today, on the same day, the Commerce Department reported the United States had the largest trade deficit in our history. The same day, the president of the New York Fed said straightforwardly, economic growth is slowing, that the southern border is being overrun by record numbers of illegal immigrants. It all means the White House has simply lost its way.
Yep.
And that the nation's heart will be, after all, broken by the very same people who brought 50 years of consecutive trade deficit and the export of millions of middle-class jobs and who have fed the swamp for decades. I have a request tonight. Please let your congressman and this White House know what you think about all of this. And please, be very honest with them. I'd make the same request of the advisors and the counselors to this president who in this have served him and the nation so poorly.
That's right. You know, we have to get behind what was important when we voted for President Trump. And we have to tell him to stick to that agenda. This is an amazing reversal. As we've got people out there, it's not an emergency. The big emergency is the fact that we've had the president do something to protect America, to protect the border. We've got to stop that, right? Even have Rand Paul out there saying, we can't vote on this and have this be an emergency. We've got a precedent that we're setting here that's very dangerous. Well, I don't think that it is. I think the dangerous precedent is to say that we can't use the American military to protect our border. Oh, what's going on with this? It is an emergency. It is being overrun. And yet President Trump says we want a lot of people coming in. We want to have the companies grow. And the only way they're going to grow is if we give them workers. And the only way we're going to have workers is to do exactly what we're doing. I think Lou Dobbs is right. I think he has been taken captive by the big banks, the big corporations, if that is what President Trump is saying. And, of course, we have this at the top of the Drudge Report. The news that broke today is that America only created 20,000 new jobs in February. Economists had expected 175,000 non-farm payroll jobs to grow, and yet we only had 20,000. Why is that? Well, we have a story up at InfoWars.com. U.S. job cut announcements have risen by 117% to the highest level that we've seen in more than 3 years. Do we really need to bring in more foreign workers? I mean, we're going to have a situation, I think this is why they have engineered this for 2030. They know that they're going to bring in a lot of metal workers, a lot of robot workers. We are going to have, within the next 10 years, we're going to have more than 50% unemployment projected. The people who are looking at this and how robots are going to be used realize that whether you're talking, regardless of what industry you're talking about, it's going to be across all industries. We've never had any kind of displacement like this in the past. Across every single industry. We've had situations in the past. We've had a massive move away from people working on farms and going into the city, but we haven't had this across every single industry at the same time. And it is going from the bottom, the lowest level jobs, people flipping hamburgers, all the way up to doctors and lawyers. This is something we've never seen before. We're going to have unemployment of about 50%, and when we have these massive numbers of people who have been brought in on the demands of people like Tim Cook, you can expect that these people are going to start fighting each other. Once we get into a
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
You think we're fear-mongering when we say that they are replacing us? We have Rashida Tlaib said, they always said the Muslims are coming, and now they're here. And it's not just the Muslims. It's anybody from any foreign country. Anybody but Americans. Because they are more American than you are, as Nancy Pelosi said, right? Well, they just had a House vote today. Today, House Democrats voted to defend localities that allow illegal immigrants to vote in their elections. Dan Crenshaw, Texas Republican congressman, said, it sounds like I'm making this up. What kind of government would cancel the vote of its own citizens and replace it with the votes of non-citizens? Well, I'll tell you, Dan, it's the kind of government we've been telling you they've been working towards for a very long time here at InfoWars. We've been telling you this is the globalist agenda, an agenda of people replacement. It's been going on for quite some time. That's the kind of government that would do this. And all the Democrats and most of the leadership of the Republicans are in with this. Not everybody, fortunately. We do have some. Dan needs to understand that it is not a conspiracy theory. It's simply a conspiracy. And you can see it now. It's open. Remember when they used to call us tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists because we said things, crazy things, like they're spying on you with the computer and so forth? Yeah, we knew that. We had NSA whistleblowers who knew that. As a matter of fact, we had congressional hearings back in the 1970s, the Church and the Pike hearing committees. With whatever available technology they had at the time, they knew that they were spying on American citizens, doing it wrongfully. That's why they created the FISA Act and the FISA Court and so forth, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. They created that because you already had the intelligence services spying on American citizens. As soon as they were created, they started doing that. And they said, we don't want you doing that, so we're going to create... We don't want to hamstring you because we want to be able to have foreign intelligence. We just don't want you spying without search warrants on Americans. We don't want to turn the NSA and the CIA loose on Americans. And so what did the establishment intelligence community do? They took the FISA court and they used it like a star chamber against President Trump and against other people. They took the very thing that was meant to constrain them. They turned it upside down, inside out, and used it for their own purposes. And so, yeah, you didn't believe us. We told you it was a conspiracy. It's not a theory. They're now putting it into practice. We have House Democrats voting today to allow illegal immigrants to vote in local elections. If the people say we want foreign citizens to vote in this election, you know, they're going to vote to determine how much money you will be taxed to spend on schools for the foreign citizens who come here because their home countries don't want to educate their kids, so they bring their kids here. They educate them at your expense. They're already doing that in California. They bragged about that. So we want the foreigners who are living here to tell us how much to tax people. And that's one of the reasons why they can't afford to live in San Francisco, is because that kind of insanity. And you're not going to have a house either. You can forget the American dream if you're going to pander to dreamers coming to this country from foreign countries demanding education as a right to be paid for by you. Because most of your property taxes go to paying for education. Representative John Lewis, Democrat from Georgia, had this to say. We are prepared to open up the political process and let all of the people come in. They are prepared to open up the borders and let all the people who want to come here from whatever country, Central America, South America, China, Russia, Somalia, it doesn't matter. Anybody can come here. They can come here and they can get a free education. They can vote. And they like it that way. They're still technically not able to participate in federal elections. I'm sure that they'll be able to distinguish that. They call this the For the People Act. Well, we told you that they're spying on you with phones. Told you they were spying on you with the computers. We told you they were spying on you with social media. But they're also not just interested in the geospatial intelligence. They're also interested in completely controlling the narrative. Purge any information that they don't agree with. It's not part of their narrative. Purge that out. They don't want to debate. That's why I said earlier, as the Democrats are trying to figure out what they're going to do about these new Islamic congresswomen who are openly anti-Semitic, Steny Hoyer said, this is not about debate. We're not trying to shut down debate and criticism of the Israeli government. We're trying to stop them from resorting to these racist stereotypes. I said, no, really what it is, it's about upholding a double standard. They're trying to walk that fine line and try not to be seen as having a double standard and seeing which side that they're favoring. But it's also every aspect of the public debate that they want to shut down. They don't want a debate, right? They don't want debate on politics. They don't want debate on health care. They don't want your consent. And so now Facebook has become the center for disease censorship. We've got mainstream media reporting this. AP News. Social media giant Facebook says it will remove groups and pages that spread misinformation about vaccination on its site. AP is all in on this. They love this idea because they are part of the controlling narrative as well. Establishment media, social media, big social media companies, they are all out there creating a government narrative that they're going to sell to you. And so AP portrays these guys as heroic. It's the latest step, says AP, the latest step Facebook and others are taking to stem the tide of misinformation on social media sites. And, of course, they will decide what is misinformation. They will decide what is truthy and what is a hoax. Facebook said on Thursday it will take its cue from global health organizations. Well, at least they're honest about that, right? This is a globalist agenda, just like opening up the borders, opening up the voting rolls to people from foreign countries. They are also going to open up your veins to have any foreign objects that they want injected into your veins. As I've said before, it's not even about vaccines. It's about the additives. You know, we can distinguish when we talk about we're going to ban food additives. Well, we understand the food itself is not harmful. It's the additives that we're talking about. So have that discussion. Why aren't you concerned about the preservatives that they put in vaccines or about the things that are there designed to irritate your immune system? You shouldn't be worried about formaldehyde and mercury. You're going to be worried about some food coloring. You're worried about red dye number two, but not about formaldehyde? Seriously? They don't want you to even think about the fact that you have vaccine preservatives and adjuvants. They don't want you to think about the fact that if the vaccines are not stored properly, if they're out of date, they can kill you. We just saw that as I reported yesterday in Samoa. You had two children immediately die after a vaccine. They said, well, they weren't stored properly or they're out of date, so they went after the nurses. Not after the vaccine companies, not after the hospital. They went after the nurses. And so AP says Facebook is taking its cue from global health organizations, from the U.S. Center for Disease Control, and they have publicly identified vaccine hoaxes. The biggest vaccine hoax, folks, is CDC. They are the biggest seller of vaccines. All right, when we come back, I'm going to take some phone calls from you. That number is 877-787-2539, 877-789-2539. It's International Women's Day. Call us for...
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done done right, and as long as the people know the truth. And you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back. If you want to join the program and comment on what we've been talking about, this is International Women's Day. If you want to tell us how excited you are to go see Captain Marvel, or maybe you'll be setting that one out. Maybe you don't want to see a superhero explanation of intersectional feminism. Get a lecture on that. You can tell us about that as well. If you want to take the Alita challenge. But anyway, that number is 877-787-2539, 877-789-2539, if you want to join the program. I've got one more thing I want to say, a couple more things I want to say about Facebook and how it is actively bragging about the fact that it is now going to censor any information that they don't agree with about vaccines. Not going to be allowed to have that discussion. It's just like climate change. Shut up. You're not going to have that discussion. We have said that the science is settled, and so that's it. Well, guess what? Science is never settled. And regardless of what you think about vaccines, aren't you interested in the additives You know, people are interested in food additives, and we have food additives banned all the time for harmful effects. They do studies on food additives to see if they have harmful effects. They haven't done any studies on vaccine additives to see what their harmful effects are. They just pronounce it fake. You know, we're not going to even look at that. And we're not going to allow you to look at any comments or studies if you know anything about that. So they're very proud of the fact that they're going to shut down any quote-unquote misinformation. Content that contains the anything that they label as misinformation will not be shown on Instagram or on hashtag pages. Federal health officials have attributed a recent spike in the number of measles cases to misinformation that has made parents shun the vaccine. I guess they're presumably not going to be concerned about the cases of mumps, for example. They have one vaccine, MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella. They want everybody to take that. And yet we've got more cases of mumps just in the Texas detention centers than we do cases of measles throughout the country. But they're not using that to try to get people to take vaccines, to take the MMR vaccine. Why is that? Well, because that conflicts with their true agenda of open borders. You're not going to be allowed to question that. You're not going to be allowed to know that. And you're not going to be allowed to question the science. They said the number of kids who haven't received vaccines is growing, and the CDC, because they're a government-affiliated organization, will attribute this to a lack of health insurance. Wait a minute. We not only have health insurance subsidies that are provided by stealing money from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac investors. We have health care subsidies for Obamacare that were set up in defiance of Congress. Congress didn't allocate the money. Obama stole the money, and yet all these people, including Republican senators and congressmen who are so worried about the fact that President Trump is declaring an emergency and using the military money to defend the borders, they're very worried about that. Said, you can't do that. Congress didn't allocate the money. They weren't concerned when Obama did that. They weren't concerned when the Obama administration lost a court case. You had both the Congress and the judicial branch say that President Obama could not steal that money to give Obamacare subsidies, and yet he continued to do it. He appealed it and said, well, we're going to continue to do it while we appeal it. President Trump has never done that. It's a shame that he hasn't done that. He ought to say, as Andrew Jackson said, well, the Supreme Court's made their decision. Let's see them enforce it. But we have a situation now where President Trump bows down to every single federal judge. Any federal judge anywhere can veto President Trump's policies. And he immediately steps down. And so now, even though we've got Obamacare and we've got Obamacare subsidies, the CDC says that we don't have enough health insurance. Why are they saying that? Well, because they're trying to push more intrusion into health insurance. They want to ban all private health insurance. They want everything to be controlled by the government. And then they can tell you not only what medicine you must take, but they'll tell you what food you are permitted to eat. You know, things like meat, that's going to be off limits because it's not helpful for you. And it's going to kill you. It's going to kill the planet. So we're going to ban meat. And then another episode here of coordination with the government's narrative, working with mainstream media. This anti-vaxxer son who goes before Congress and saying, my parents didn't get me vaccinated. Shame on them. You should force everybody to get a vaccination. That's also being pulled in. And, of course, the people who are pushing this, little Adam Schiff, who is the guy that purveys all these different hoaxes, is telling everybody that we've got to have we've got to shut down any information about vaccines. It's the same people who are shutting down information about vaccines that are pushing to mandate vaccines. Isn't that interesting? Isn't it interesting that 15 million Americans have abandoned Facebook in just the last 2 years? Now, to give you an idea of what that represents, it's about 6% of the population above the age of 12 have left Facebook. And the declines are most heavily concentrated in the demographic that they so crave, those people who are aged between 12 and 34. So Zuckerberg is coming out with a new privacy-focused vision for Facebook. As RT says, it's nothing but PR and damage control. They've got a newfound commitment to privacy. They're going to be focused more on, private messaging and things like that. Now, you know, when you put somebody in the closet, when you put certain political views or scientific views or medical discussions, when you put those things in the closet, that's not privacy. To have your ideas, your political movements closeted, that is not privacy. The New York Times points out that at CPAC, just last year, Google and Facebook were all over the place. Google was hosting big private parties, giving people free food, free drinks. Facebook had a help desk. Now they've got, you get the back of their hand. And they said last week at CPAC, Silicon Valley's only obvious presence was on the lips of exercised right-wing critics who whipped up the crowd by denouncing the American tech industry as an authoritarian hegemony intent on censoring their cause. Well, of course that's the case. They are a technological authoritarian hegemony. It is authoritarianism. It is censorship. It is, and I'll tell you again what they were working on going back, you know, look at the last 2 years, why 15 million people have left. It's because they have weaponized high tech. Going back again to the November 2017 Senate Judiciary Committee, Clint Watts laid it out for everybody. He said, America's war with itself has already begun. We all must act now on the social media battlefield to quell information rebellion. See, that's what they see this as. You disagree with them, this is an information rebellion. It is a civil war, and their response is going to be censorship, is going to be deplatforming, and is going to be banning of individuals like Alex Jones, like Tommy Robinson. Anybody that doesn't agree with what they have to say, they're going to shut them down and silence them. He went on to say, stopping the false information artillery barrage, and of course that's any information they disagree with, is false. So stopping that artillery barrage of information that is landing on social media users comes only when those outlets distributing bogus stories are silenced. If we silence the guns, the barrage will end. It is a war. It is a civil war. It has already begun, and the first casualty of war is free speech and the truth. All right, we've got just a little bit over a minute left, so we're going to go to the calls when we come back. Again, if you want to call in and tell us what you're thinking about on this International Women's Day, March the 8th, 2019, the number is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We're going to take calls on anything that you want to talk about, but I'd particularly like to know what you think about the Democrats now fighting with themselves. You've got these different factions that they've created based along sexual lines, based along sexual orientation lines. I mean, we look at even at the LGBT movement. You've got the L's fighting the T's. You've got within the Democrat Party now, you've got the Jews fighting the Muslims. But they want to get everybody fighting amongst themselves in America. They want a civil war. And they are going to censor. They're going to deplatform. They don't want people to come together. They want to break everybody into different competing groups. And they're doing a pretty good job of it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back. We've got a lot of callers that have queued up on the board. We've got Jason, Jerome, Ken, Dennis, Juan, Kirk, and many others. So hang on. We're going to get to you in just 1 second. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the specials we've got at InfoWarsStore.com because you can it's a great time to take advantage of those specials so that you can help your family's health, help your health, and also help us as we fight this information war. I just told you, they want to silence anybody that opposes their agenda. They've got a narrative that they've got out there, whether it's vaccines or climate or any kind of political legislation. They don't want anyone who is going to oppose what they have to say. They want everybody saying the same thing. And I grew up in a time when that was the case. Three networks. They all talked about the same topics every single night. They all approached it from the same angle. They want that kind of consolidated narrative again, and they are doing everything they can to shut that down. So if you don't want that to happen, it's a good opportunity for you to take advantage of the specials we've got. You can also, again, help yourself. It's a win-win proposition. As Alex Jones says, it's a 360 win. Everybody all the way around wins with this. Here's some of the specials we've got going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got DNA Force Plus that is finally back in stock, and it is now 33% off. That is a big dollar savings for DNA Force, a great supplement that we have. I always take DNA Force. Very important. Do your research. You can still look that up and make your own decisions on some of these things. While the government will allow you to make those decisions, take a look, do your own research. We've also got InfoWars Select Storable Food Products up to 50% off. These are products that have a shelf life of 25 years, made in the USA, non-GMO. You can reseal them after you open them up. It's a great time to buy in on products to fix that price. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We have BodEase, the ultimate turmeric formula. It's got turmeric and many other ingredients to support your joints and your mobility, your flexibility, to decrease inflammation, also to support your immune system. All these things come from these natural ingredients. You know, natural ingredients can be very, very powerful. And turmeric is one of those. And BodEase has not just turmeric, but many other ingredients. Again, take a look. We've got the ingredients listed there at the site. Do your own research, and you can save 50% off right now with BodEase. All right, let's go to some of our callers. Let's go. Looks like the first person on the list is Jason in Florida. Thank you for joining us, Jason. Go ahead.
Always a pleasure talking to you, David. First off, you know, all respect and utmost thank you to everyone that supports InfoWars and the InfoWars store.
Yes.
One thing I do want to mention is not only the great sales, David, but let's not forget about the Patriot Point system.
Yeah,
I mean, Alex
that's right.
couldn't continue giving back more than he already does, and the 360 win scenario is just absolutely fantastic.
That's right. The Patriot Point system is a way that you can get points for your purchases, and you can use those in the future for further discounts off of products.
I myself, I wear all the T-shirts. I have every single one since the beginning. I've been a fan of InfoWars and Alex Jones since 1997.
Wow.
And I listened to him on shortwave radio when I was stationed in Fort Bliss, Texas.
Wow.
So that's how long I've been around.
Well, thank you, Jason. Appreciate that. Thank you.
And I appreciate it as you as well, David. Congratulations. I mean, you're giving the long haul. First the David Knight Show in the morning, and then coming in on the Alex Jones Show, David. Again, hats off to you, sir. I don't know how you're doing it, but something you're doing right, my friend. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, what I want to talk about, David, is if you notice real closely, you know, you've got all these, I don't want to call them anti-Semitic, but they're definitely, you know, race and religion aspects being pointed out by numerous members of the Democratic Party, and we all sit and talk about how it's a division within the Democratic Party. My friend, I don't see it as much a division as I do a strategy. Now, hear me out. The strategy is if we can propose, get the Republicans to propose a bill that'll get the, now I'm thinking as a Democrat, a bill that would get the Republicans to come out and vote against these individuals in the Democratic Party that are making these statements, then we have actually given cause to the narrative that the Democrats have been talking about for years, the anti-Islamic Republicans, the racist Republicans, the anti-women Republicans, because every Republican is going to get on board with a vote that says we can't speak like this.
Yeah, I just think that they've overplayed that hand so much to the extent that every time they disagree with you on anything, they haven't wanted to debate. They said, oh, this is about a debate. You know, you should be able to criticize Israel. And it's like, no, they don't want any criticism. Whenever you get in the streets with them or whenever you get on to even a program with them, if they disagree with you, they immediately call you a racist, a sexist, a Islamophobic, homophobic. You know, they just throw those labels at people rather than debating the topic. And so it's totally disingenuous, and I think the American people see that they don't want any debate.
And not only that they don't debate, David, but then they redefine the terms. Now, I did a video, if I could plug real quick, on brightbeyond.com.
Mm-hmm.
My channel is only, the word only, the number 4 in America. I did a great video about the changing definitions and hate crimes here in the United States and ways that we can actually fight against this. And I'll tell you right now, I think they're really trying, David, again, I think they're trying to get us to come, not us, I mean representatives of us, the people in the Republican Party, I think they want to get us on record voting against these things, because then the media can spin the narrative of, look how many Democrats don't like women. Look, how many Republicans don't like women. Look how many Republicans don't support these individuals. They've learned that if they infiltrate us at the highest level, which is our governing bodies, that, you know, and that was all done under Obama, as we all know, the majority of these individuals come from areas that, you know, gerrymandering and all that and redistricting.
Oh, yeah.
They
mm-hmm.
set all this up under Obama, and they did it on purpose. The next play, David, in my personal opinion, is going to be to get this to come to a vote, so that they have hard evidence when the next 2020 comes up. They know Trump's going to pull 2020, but they can stop us from holding these positions in not only the Senate, but also in Congress by forcing this to a vote and then pointing that racist, you know, all these words, these terms they like to use. They can actually point to us and say it. And the general population, David, is so dumbed down. they'll actually take these sound bites and think to themselves, oh, look, there's proof. They voted against that African-American female who just happens to be of Muslim religion.
Yeah, I think that you're right in terms of labels. I think they've been masters at using labels in the past. But I think they're starting to they've been so successful about that. I think that they are starting to get a little bit too confident. You know, they were able to take terms like liberal, going back to the turn of the 20th century. Liberal meant somebody who supported freedom, who supported liberty. And then they were able to take that and make that the label for the left. Also bring in the term progressive. They were able to fool people with those types of labels. But now they're out there foolishly embracing socialism. And the only way that that works is when you've got people who are totally ignorant, like the people that have been educated in the last couple of generations through the government school systems. They have been trained and indoctrinated to either not know what socialism is, not to know history, or to think that that's a good thing. And I think that they're starting to use these. They have become so dumbed down and so focused on labeling that they're just throwing these labels out without any substance to it. And so I think, you know, they've kind of cried wolf so much on racism, sexism, all these different labels. Like I said, they don't really want to debate things. I don't think they know how to debate anymore. And I think Americans are starting to see through that. But we'll see. I mean, it's going to be a difficult situation because even though, you know, this is a very weak strategy, it can work if people have been deliberately dumbed down. And that's really what our education system has been focused on. Thank you so much, Jason. I've got a lot of people online, so I want to start moving through this. Let's go to Jerome in New York. Thank you for holding, Jerome. Go ahead.
How are you, David? You doing all right today?
Doing good. Thank you.
Say, I wish you guys would come on a little bit earlier, man. Here in New York, man, I have to wait till 9 o'clock so I can see the decent news, man. All it's on is about...
Well, I've got a program that starts before this program, so I get on 3 hours before that. So.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, 9 o'clock, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I wish y'all would come on about 7 or so. But anyway, hey, I want to pass this along to you. For some reason yesterday I get up and some wild idea, I typed in Laredo webcam, Laredo, Texas border webcam, and there wasn't really nothing happening there. So I saw another little sign that said, Juarez Lincoln Bridge, Mexico side. So I typed it in. I looked, boom, over in the right-hand lane, there's four buses sitting there. And there's a few cars. This is like 5:30 in the morning. You know, I start watching it. And the thing about it is, you know, the way the webcam is set up, it's like it updates every 60 seconds. It cycles every 60 seconds. So to get an accurate count of how many buses actually there is not easy. So what I did was
which side of the border were these buses on? Were they on the American side or the Mexican side?
No, that's on the Mexico side, waiting to come in. And I kept watching it, you know, I've been watching it all day too. I've been watching this since 5:30 Central Time this morning, 4:30 here. There's buses already lined up. Right now there's no buses there, but I want you guys out there listening to the show to type it in and check it out.
Wow. I guess that's what the Democrats mean when they talk about public transportation.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.